Hi, Debbie. It's Joe just returning your call. So, yeah, good. Thank you. So, I've just realized I've sent you the unfinished proposal, but that's okay. I've got the phone now. Yep. Sure. Oh, great. Yep. Yeah, so I mean, I can give you a reasonable synopsis. Is we're essentially operate as a transport broker for companies. So we hire out transport companies to offer the supply of their trucks and everything like that. And we're paid to manage that service as opposed to having the trucks and equipment ourselves. So it is largely our operations. No, we're not storing stock on our own in that warehouse. No. We're sharing a facility that has the capability to do it, but we have no part in putting stock there and unloading and all that jazz. Yeah. No. It is generally covered by the supplier itself in terms of loss liability and so that's where it's been a little bit grey for us is that we work with our clients and customers and then pass on to them in our terms of service that the liability for their products that are getting transported lies with the company that we've engaged to transport it rather than us. Yeah, and I mean from a so that is the deal with all suppliers that we use. It's more around, I mean, talking to you as an expert, you know, what do you think the direct liability for us should be? And how can we protect ourselves with all suppliers to make sure that that is the case? Yeah. Delivering it. Okay. Yeah, okay. So that would be. Sorry, go on. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, and so for what's your take on general liability in terms of, you know, physical workers on that? So we're subbing out the for the contract to move our supplies. You know, are we liable for the people operating those trucks, even though they're out of our company? Yeah. It's a funny little area, isn't there? There's a couple holes in between responsibility. Fantastic. That'd be awesome. Yeah. No worries. Yes. Great. Yeah, perfect. Okay. Yep. Great. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, for us, it's more about just making sure. Yeah, exactly. Just making sure that we are covered for, those little grey areas between, because it could be between us as a management company, the supplier of all the transport and manual labour, and then the client themselves. Just making sure that the gaps between them are all taken care of. I mean, we could probably just create a really, an even more in-depth terms of service, get that legally signed off, and if all our clients are signed onto that, maybe that can keep us safe of the things in between too. Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. That absolutely correct. Great. All right. No problem. Fantastic. Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate it. Chat soon. Bye.